crib, man. I've been wondering, man. I wanted to ask you something. How can I get a woman that ain't gonna diss me as soon as some Will Smith Dumbo ear nigga come along? You know what I mean?
The most valuable tool you have is your mouth. If your rap is strong, it can't go wrong.
Yeah, but what if your rap is strong and it should still go wrong?
But that's not possible. Not if you're marinating that fish right.
Yo, man, your uncle got some words.
And a woman's shit is tight from birth. Because, you see, a woman who's a player herself wants to be played, has to be played, needs to be played in order for the continuation of this man-woman thing.
Yeah, okay. That's a deep shit.
It is deep. It's a deep, deep game. Yeah. I mean, it's eternal. You know, like the smell of chitlins.
We are here as usual. We back on our interview game though.
Yes, sir.
We getting ready to give it the business, right? So we are here. Very special episode. Not only because of our guests, but because of the topic, right?
And our longtime friend. Yep.
And if you just heard the intro and you don't know where that's from, it's from Def Jam Presents How to Be a Player.
How to Be a Player, classic.
But before we get going, this is Bottom Line Sports Talk, right? Apple Podcast, Spotify. You know, we on Instagram and Twitter at
BL Sports Talk 51.
Website is beautifully updated finally. Yes, www.bottomlinesportstalk.com. Our special guest is here. We're going to let him get into it. But first, let me let y'all know what this topic is. This topic is pimping. Let me give y'all the definition of pimping, and we're going to break down the stereotype of what it really is. So pimping, a man who controls a prostitute and arranges clients for them, taking a part of their profit or return. And without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce y'all to our guest, the Mario Skates, Black Raiden. Flourishing on
what's
you.
What's happening? What's happening? First of all, I just want to say thank y'all for having me back on the show, man. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the shout outs. Y'all know I'm listening every single episode. You know, I'm giving y'all music suggestions. I love what y'all got going on. I'm just happy that y'all finally did something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been telling y'all for the longest, man, we got talent. We can do something. We can do this. We can, and we're finally getting it into, you know what I'm saying, our own feels, our own inspirations, our own talents are speaking to us, and we'll be able to show them to the world. And I just love it, man. Young Black men doing our thing. I'm proud of y'all. And I know that this is just, you know, just the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to get that out there in the beginning, just let y'all know I love y'all boys for what y'all doing, man. For real.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for the love. We really do appreciate it.
Man, you know.
Oh, man, it ain't nothing.
It's all love. And you know, we be tuning in every Wednesday. Go, man, go ahead and do your plug first.
Come on, man.
Talk to him.
I do.
Y'all, man.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you did not know, I am the advocate, the promoter, the editor, the man who does all of the work for this individual known as Black Raiden. Now, if you do not know who Black Raiden is, he is a guy who makes NBA 2K videos, who's currently on NBA 2K21, the current gen, and he will be moving to PS5, which is the next gen that is coming out in a few months. And he does this style of basketball that he calls isolation basketball, meaning he dribbles, he shoots off the hezzy, he can dunk, he can do all of that. So if you want to be entertained, pain, if you want to learn, he not only does he showcase his talents, he teaches you even how to dribble. If you want to learn how to do all of that, I would suggest to go to YouTube and type in Black B-L-A-C-K Raiden R-A-I-D-E-N. Go ahead, subscribe, like a couple of videos, turn those post notifications on. He uploads every single Wednesday. Consistency. How can you debate against that? Come on, man.
How can you deny that, man? How can you deny that?
How can you deny that?
And on a positive also, note, we definitely tune in every Wednesday for.
I appreciate that. And one more thing, I want to give a big shout out to the PWK podcast. They just inducted me as being the new third member. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to Devin. That's PWK podcast on all streaming platforms. So if you want to hear more of me speak this ism of what I'm going to bless my brothers with today, and also the listeners today, if you want to hear more about that, and not just about ism, we talk about different things like sports and, you know, social media and different things and pop culture and different things like that. Tune in to the PWK podcast. But man,
most definitely.
I'm happy to be here, bro.
We definitely gotta get on theirs. I love what they doing too, bro. So big shout out to you on both of those ends.
And I got
I have big collab coming.
Yeah, big.
I have a quick question about Black Ray, man. You just have
what's
that? Just let us know and let the people know out there where and how did you come up with the term Black Raiden, man? Because I do look at the videos every Wednesday. You always doing your thing, pretty much. Nobody can stop
from
what I'm looking at. And you are a great opponent when playing 2K. Remember that time?
Appreciate it.
You had OKC with Kevin Durant.
He definitely gave you
work. You gave me the work. And me personally, I think I'm a good 2K player.
You gave me a run. You gave me a run. I hadn't been challenged like that in a minute.
I hate losing in 2K because I think I'm so nice with it. But you got me on that. But where did the term Black Raiden come from? Where did all that suffice?
Honestly, it came from a multitude of different places, to be honest. When I was a kid, one of the first video games that I got good at was Mortal Kombat.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. And I played with Raiden every time. Like, normally people would play with, like, Scorpion or Sub-Zero or Liu Kang or stuff like that. I played with Raiden because I was so fascinated with the lightning coming out the hands and all this different stuff and that, you know, the Asian hat that he would wear, because I'm not really sure what it's called. and, you know, I felt that, you know, I wanted to create, before I even started the YouTube, you know, I had all of these clips on just sitting on my PlayStation. It was taking up memory. And my homeboy, who's my clanmate, King Banaka, shout out to King Banaka and the whole AM clan. He was just like, why don't you just make a mixtape and just put it on YouTube? And I was just like, I could do that, huh? So I said, okay, I'll compile all my clips and I'll put it on YouTube. But I didn't know what I was going to call it. I didn't know what I was going to call the channel. I had no idea. So I was just like, well, I was thinking, Raiden. Okay, let's go with Raiden. And I was like, well, your character doesn't look like Raiden.
Not at all.
So I turned the locks white. Yep. I turned the beard white. Yep. And I was just like, okay, but I'm the Black version. I'm the Black version, because when I played Mortal Kombat as a kid, I was unstoppable with Raiden. I was unstoppable. So I was just like, okay, I'm Black Raiden. I'm the Black version of Raiden when it comes to NBA 2K on this court, in these streets. You can't stop me. And when I'm playing, I embody that character. You can't stop me. That's just how I feel, you know?
Yeah.
You can't defeat me. You can't take me out. It is what it is.
Now, I feel it. Well, so, you know, we've been talking about this for a while. I think we've been talking about this since the inception of the podcast about pimping, right? And people have a negative connotation of pimping.
They do.
For those who don't understand, pimping takes place in everyday life. And we'll get to that in a minute. But I just want you to kind of break down some of the isms, like you say, on what this all entails when we talk about this word pimping and how it's misunderstood.
Okay, see, the thing about pimping is that it does have a negative connotation, because when you look at the definition, it's a man, well, usually a male. You do have female pimps, but it's usually a man who is manipulating or coercing a woman to sell her body for a monetary gain. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And what I talk about and what I use in my everyday life, I call pimping. But another person might say, well, it's just game. And in reality, that's all that it really is. It's game. It's what pimping really is a man staying mentally attractive to a woman. That's it. That's it. You have to stay mentally attractive to her, because if you don't, things are going to go bad. Things are going to go bad. But you, the pimp and hoe dynamic is universal, to be completely honest with you. If you have a boss, you getting pimped.
And that's just what I told someone before we started this podcast. They're like, well, what you going to interview about? I was like, pimping. She asked me like a few times. I was like, I said pimping. She's like, well, why would you talk about that? I was like, because pimping takes place every day. She's like,
every day. If you have a boss.
Yeah.
Okay, let's compare. If the hoe doesn't go out onto the street, the pimp don't get his money. Right. If you don't clock in to work,
you don't get no right.
And this is how they keep you in the game, if we want to say that, or how they keep pimping you. You did such a great job. I'm gonna give you a raise.
I'm gonna give you a raise.
Or I'm gonna give you a promotion, because now you don't have to go out and sell your body. I'm gonna make you the middle management to the other people or girls or men. Now you
and AKA the bottom bitch.
The bottom, there you go. There you go.
That's all it is, man. Pimping is universal.
It is. It's universal. And I think a lot of people get it twisted, but I want, before we dive head into this, because we about to go down a rabbit hole for the people who don't know.
Yeah.
Before we dive into this, I want you to tell your theory on the pills. The different
things
you said. Yeah. Because okay. I think some deep stuff right there.
Okay. In life, when it comes to guys, now this is only pertaining to men.
Mm-hmm.
Women live by a different set of rules.
They do,
right?
That you have to understand. And for all my male listeners right now, and my female listeners, I just want to say, before I go deep into the matrix and give you this ism of what I call pimping, you must understand something. For my guys, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you.
Help the simps.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get to the simps.
Okay.
My ladies, you are not going to like a lot of the things that I'm going to say in this interview right now, but I promise you, if you just listen to it back, just play it back all the way through and just try to digest exactly what I'm talking about, you might see it from a different perspective. You might not be like, well, he's being an asshole, he's being a jerk, or he doesn't know what he's talking about. If you really just think back to the things that you have done previously in your life or are currently doing, you might think, wow, I do those things, and there's a reason why I do them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So going back to what you were saying, the pill theory. Well, there's three different types. Well, actually, there's four different types of pills. There's the red pill, there's the blue pill, there's the purple pill, and then there's the black pill. Okay.
Okay.
What is the red pill? Red pill is what I am. Red pill is what you two gentlemen are. Is what being red pilled means that you understand female nature.
Mm-hmm.
You understand it. You understand it to a certain degree, to where you don't fall for the games that a person that is blue pilled would fall for. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Red pilled means that you're aware, you're awakened. Now, how does that awakening happen? Usually through a traumatic event. Usually through a traumatic event.
You
live and you learn, like a breakup, or you get played really, really hard or something like that.
Yep.
That's the red pill. Now, my blue pill dudes. Oh, my blue pill dudes. Those are the simps. Blue pill is where you live in this lie that you've been told your whole life, that if you just do A, B, C, and D, then you can get the girl. It don't work like that, my brother.
At all.
I'm sorry, it don't. And for all my simps I know you don't want to have that label as being a simp, but you have to be real with yourself and understand what you are. You know what I'm saying? If you're triple texting and she's not responding and you're still sending good morning texts, you're blue pilled. Mm. I'm sorry. You're blue pilled.
Blue pill goes now, with blue balls. Per.
Wow. Mm.
Wow. Mm. I just did that. Yeah.
Purple pill. Purple pill is a mixture between red and blue. Those are usually guys that you see that have been married like 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They have enough of a balance to where they can still keep their wife interested and, you know, sexually attracted to him and mentally stimulated to him. But at the same time, he's been with her long enough to where he can compromise on a couple of things to where he's just like, okay, she got that one. She can have this. You see what I'm saying? Those are the purple pill guys. Nice. When you get married, you want to strive to get purple pill because you see, you can't be fully red pilled when you become married because she'll leave you for being quote unquote, what's the word I'm looking for? She'll leave you for being uncompromising. She'll leave you for being not willing to work with her.
Yeah.
But you can't be fully blue pilled either because she'll leave you for not having a spine or a backbone.
Yeah. Right.
Now, the black pill guys.
I hadn't heard about this one, so I'm curious about this one.
Yeah. The black pill guys, I don't recommend anybody going black pill. Black pill guys are the guys who have sworn off women completely.
Oh.
They just said, we're not doing it. Don't want to do it. They don't have girlfriends. They don't have wives. They're basically single forever by choice.
Okay.
Why they gotta do black shit like this?
So do you know a lot of guys, quote unquote, black pill guys? They don't.
Not personally.
Okay.
Not personally. I don't know any black pill guys. Now online, like on YouTube, it's plenty of them.
Oh yeah.
It's plenty of them, but I wouldn't recommend anybody going black pill, man. That's not the life you want.
Yeah.
That's not the life you want. You need that feminine energy around you. You need that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Something has to balance out your masculine. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to go fully black pill.
Let me say this because I was just thinking about it while you were talking. So with each of these pills outside of the black pill, it really I'm pertaining to the blue and the red. I feel like for the most part, a lot of guys, and nobody has to admit it, I'll admit it. For a point, I was a blue pill person, right? Nice.
We all were.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you're blue, that's fine. You said one thing that I got to agree with, you got to be self-aware to know that you are, and you got to be willing to step up and take the red pill. So it's a progression in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want all my blue pill fellas, it's not over for you unless you want it to be. You don't have to be like this. You can choose to adapt.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about blue pill guys, though. It's hard for them to adapt without that traumatic experience.
That's true.
Because they believe the lie. They believe that fairy tales exist. They believe that knight in shining armor thing is real. They believe it.
They believe in Easter Bunny?
They believe in all of that.
No,
they believe
it. And you know what? I was going to say that, too. If you are a blue pill guy, you need to quickly reevaluate yourself, because I say it a lot. I say it a lot to women, you know, that I talk to, I interact with, friend or otherwise, right? And I tell them, and I gotta break their heart immediately. I'm not your fairy tale. I'm not a happy. I'm about the realest thing you're gonna find, because I can give you everything you want and then some, but I will take your heart away too at the same time, because I'm not what you think. I'm not anywhere close to what movies portray. Because movies can be an advantage to you. They can be something you can stimulate from and learn from, but can also be your worst downfall, because chicks see movies and they're like, I want that. You don't want that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of like, remember when I said we the men, we have pills, you know what I'm saying? Women have their own pill, but they don't have degrees in their pill. Their pill is hypergamy.
Yep.
Now, what is hypergamy? Well, if you look at the definition, they're going to give you like an old standard mid-century definition about women marrying up. And yeah, that was true for the time period. We're talking about King Arthur and all this other stuff. And you know, but if you go back to our grandparents' era, a regular guy could expect to marry a regular girl. That was expected.
True.
It was almost a guarantee to a certain degree. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the captain of the football team, everybody knew who he was going to date, the head cheerleader.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Because he was the captain of the football team, so he's up here. She's the head cheerleader, so she's up here. So it makes sense for them to be with each other. Now, that's not saying that the regular girl didn't like the captain of the football team, but she had enough common sense to know she couldn't get him.
I'm never going to get him right.
And that's just like the geek knew, or the nerd, or the guy in the chess club, or whatever you want to consider a nerd or a geek. Not to say that he didn't like the head of the cheerleaders, but he knew he couldn't get her.
Right.
So what did he... Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So he had to get a nerd or somebody that was on his level. Like, and when they got together, you know what I'm saying? And when they got together, they was happy to have each other. Why? Because they were on the same level. Yeah. The problem with now is that hypergamy in a woman is being practiced every single day, every single minute, every single way. For example, you can give it a girl. And you can be the provider, the protector. You can take care of her. You can provide a house, a home. But if Jamal with the six-figure income comes along and he's driving the fancy car and he's got the mansion, you know what I'm saying? And he's got the money falling out the pocket, he got the Gucci sneakers on or loafers on or a tailor-made suit or something like that, unless you have a unicorn, what we call in pimping, a unicorn, your girl is gone, son.
She's gone when she's seen him.
And I have a quick story about that, similar to that. So I was on YouTube.
Go ahead.
I was on YouTube one day, and I guess it was these guys that was telling the story from a woman that wrote a letter out to him or whatever. And she said her and her husband was married for X amount of years, had two daughters. He had a good job. She had a good job too, a better job than he was. She was making more money. But the dude, her husband kept doing everything for her, taking out the trash, mowing the lawn, picking up the girls. And even she, because she had to work late nights, when she came home, he will always have the meal ready for her, right? And so everything kept going good. Everything was good. Then the woman, she had a co-worker or something like, or somebody like that, that was making the same amount of money she was, or a little bit more. She started coming home a little bit later. The husband still love her, still making meals, doing everything for the kids, everything good. Man, one day, She wound up going to the bar with her coworker, her male coworker. They wound up going to a bar. One thing led to another. Then boom, it happens, right? And so the husband still don't know what's going on, still loving his wife. Next thing you know, she get an attorney, file for divorce. Her husband's like, "What? Wait, why me?"
But here's the thing that most dudes won't admit. You know when something ain't right.
Yeah.
But you're blue peeled, and it won't allow you to accept the fact that that's a possibility that she's doing that.
Yeah.
So I got 2 points. So actually three.
Okay.
It's really two movies. So two movies that people can look at: Acrimony, if y'all hadn't seen it,
definitely.
And Tyler Perry Presents Temptations, because that's exactly kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the second point I want to bring up is this: if you are a man who is trying to be about himself and his business and eventually get a woman, you have to focus on yourself and chase that bag in women's terms, or chase your dream, or just be busy and consume with what you're supposed to be. Because if you're too available, she loses interest.
Yeah.
Right.
If you don't have enough going on, she doesn't have, if you don't have enough going on and you're too available, you're not stimulating her, because she's like, well, he's here anytime I want him to be. Right. Why do I need him?
Yeah. There's no challenge. Women love a challenge. Women love to have something to think about, to something to wonder about. You know what I'm saying? And if you eliminate that challenge, you become boring. Fellas, remember this. If you don't remember nothing else that I say in this podcast episode, a woman will forgive you for being a cheater. She will forgive you for being a liar, a drug addict, a murderer, all of that. But she will never forgive you for being boring.
Yeah. You can low-key have bad sex. And you could probably...
You low-key can.
As long as you stimulate, because it's said, and this, for, I don't know about other cultures. I know for the Black culture, as we get older, we hear all our peers say it, all yeah. the older people oh, older yeah. than us. You attack that mind, the draws fall.
Oh yeah, and that's where it is, and that's where pimping is, man. It's a mental thing, man. Because see, the fellas, this is one thing that you have to understand, and this is for all my men who are listening. The older you get, you not gonna fuck like how you fucked in your 20s.
True.
You just not. I don't care. It can still be good. You can still satisfy her and please her, but you are not going to be able to pull 3 and 4 rounds. Why? You work. You got a career.
You're tired.
You're tired.
You got miles on that thing.
Instead of busting ass, you busting paychecks.
You know what I'm saying? And then if you together for a good minute, I'm talking about years, y'all probably didn't have kids.
Yeah.
You know, you got a mortgage. You got other things to be thinking about.
Right.
Then, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you're not going to want it. You're a man. You're going to always want it.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to put up the performance that you had when you had nothing but free time.
Yeah,
but, see what I'm saying?
But what excites you when you get older is pay my car off.
Yeah, that said.
Pay this mortgage real quick because it's my birthday month.
Hey, look.
For real.
Look, I never forget watching Common View back in the day. And dude was talking about, man, girls always be asking me, like, what turned me on and what gets me so excited? He was like, you want to know what really get me on? What turned me on? How I just love a woman. Pay rent. That's all. Pay my rent.
Pay the rent.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. Look, at this point in man's life, if they, you know, in that 30 and up club, whatever, like, hey, I can kill it. Well, I ain't gonna say I kill this about physical because I love physical with the women and everything. But
me too.
Yeah,
but I understand that it's not everything. It's not the end all be all. You know what I'm saying? And that's why my fellas, I can't stress this enough. You need to get some pimping in your life, in your brain, or if you want to call it game, if you want to call it ism, whatever term you want to put on it. It doesn't matter. You got to get something that you can use for when the shit test comes, because they coming.
Yeah.
Because they coming. You dealing with a woman. You feel me?
Yeah.
And you think that, okay, I passed one, or I didn't pass the 15th or whatever, or we've been together for 2, 3, 4 years, they're not going to come no more. Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah.
Oh yes, they are. They're yeah. going to come, and they're going. Actually, the longer you with a woman, the more they come, and the faster they come. Because to me, I use it like I was telling y'all earlier in the before we started recording. I use, you know, a lot of analogies and different things like that. And one thing about it is, and I hope the people who are listening catch this, but men were fishermen.
Yes, it's in the Bible.
You know, we are. You know, we're fishermen. And what do? We get up in the morning and we say, today's a pretty nice day out. I think I'm going to go catch some fish. AKA, I think I'm going to go try to see, you know, what the woman doing, what the lady's talking about.
Facts.
So what do? So what does a fisherman do? He has to put on what? His clothes to go fishing.
Right.
Can't just be out there with dress shoes and stuff like that. You got to put on the attire for what you're going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get your clothes on, you get your tackle box with your bait and your reels and your rods and your hooks and all this other stuff.
Shiny.
You go, you get your boat and you go out there to the water. And what you do, you throw that reel out there with that line and you sit and you wait and you say, okay, I got good bait. It's a beautiful day. I'm just ready for them to just start nipping at the hook. nipping at the bait. And then you get the bait. And then the fish hits the bait, right? Mm-hmm. And you reel it in, you reel it in, and you reel it in. And then you pull it out the water. And for people who do, you know, professional fishing, meaning they get paid to do it, what do a lot of them do? They take the big bass or whatever they have caught out the water. They hold it up.
Take a picture.
They take a couple of pictures with it. Mm-hmm. And they put what? Release it back into the water.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what happens a lot of times is that since women are the fish, a woman will get caught by the hook. Right. Mm-hmm. And you reel her in, you reel it in, and you reel it in, and you do your normal thing. You take it out the water. You take a couple pictures with it. And soon as you about to release it back into the water, what does the fish say? Oh, so you're just going to treat me just like the rest of the fish?
Am I a hoe to you?
You're just going to trip. This is how you do all of your fish that you catch. And, you know, if a guy isn't a complete piece of shit, you know, because we know some dudes are complete pieces of shit. But if the guy isn't a complete piece of shit, what does he say? No, fish, you're not the only. I don't do all fish like this. You know, you're special. You're special, fish.
You want to got their 5-inch.
You know, you're special, fish. And the fish goes, okay, so we're dating now, right?
Right.
And the fisherman goes, yeah, we're dating. So you take the fish back to your house and you get to know the fish and you realize, yo, this fish is pretty dope. Mm-hmm. You know, fish got a personality. Would never guess that. You know, the fish is smart. The fish got an education. The fish got a nice job. And you think to yourself, well, why are you out here with the rest of these? But oh well, I caught you. Doesn't really matter anymore, right?
So you think.
Exactly. And then time goes on. And the fisherman's like, well, you know, this is going pretty well. This is going pretty well. And the fish just randomly one day says, you know, you love me, right, fisherman? And the fisherman goes, yeah, I love you, fish. I love you, fish. Well, if you love me, why do you still have your bait in your fishing pole and your boat? And the fisherman goes, wait a minute. So you want me to stop being who I am and what it took to get you because you're caught now. Okay.
I always have a backup plan.
And then what do most men do? They're like,
okay. They get rid of their boat.
They get rid of
their fisherman gets. They get rid of their boat. They get rid of their rod. They get rid of the reel. They get rid of their bait. And more time goes on. More time goes on. But the fish isn't satisfied with that.
No.
Oh, man. No. Some more? She's not satisfied?
No. Of course not.
Tell me if we heard this plenty of times from, no.
Hold on. Let me finish, though.
Okay.
The fish ain't satisfied. The fish is not satisfied. The fish wants more. The fish wants more. The fish doesn't realize all the sacrifices you've made.
No.
To make sure that the fish is comfortable. Make sure that the fish is well taken care of. You didn't eat her.
Right. Right.
And see, that's the biggest point right there, because if you keep a fish, you're supposed to eat them because that's what you went fishing for, right?
That's the whole point of why you went out there, right?
Yeah.
You didn't even take a picture of that one. Well, you did take a picture of it, and you did. You was about to, you know, release her, but you didn't even release her back into the water. You kept her. You brought her back to the house. So then time goes on. And the fish says, you know what? When I first met you, you used to have a boat. You used to have bait. You used to have a fishing pole. You ain't got none of that over there. Roger, who has his own dock, he got 2 boats. He got 4 fishing reels. He got a whole tackle bait shop. What you got? And you're stuck in this whole you're stuck in this whole matrix or this whole twilight zone of you remembering I was a pro fisherman. I was minding my business. I caught you. I was about to throw you back, but you was like, don't do that. And when I didn't do that, you said, why do I still have a boat? And I'm doing all of this to help you and to make you feel good. And once I got rid of all of that,
you want me to get it back?
You're mad because I don't have it anymore? Yeah. And that's why, if you understood anything in this analogy, fellas, never lose your ability to fish.
Yep, meaning don't ever lose the ability to go out there and possibly try to look for other options.
What?
And not even just that. Sometimes, in order to keep your fish happy or to keep your fish aware, you might have to come in the house smelling like other fish.
Yeah,
I agree.
Not saying that you're cheating. Now, this is the thing. Real men don't condone cheating.
No, not at all. None of us here condone cheating.
At Bottom Line Sports Talk and Black Raiden himself, we
don't condone cheating.
None of us condone cheating at all.
From neither party. Neither man or woman.
Hold on, let's make sure we make this clear too. When we say cheating, we're not just talking about physically.
We're talking about mentally.
Mentally, emotionally.
Anyway, yep, mentally, emotionally, physically, all that.
But what I mean by sometimes as a fisherman, you might have to come in smelling like fish. Your woman, aka the fish, has to always know that you have the ability to get other fish if you chose to. Because it's all a choice. That's what pimping is. It's all a choice. You give people the option to do certain things. You see what I'm saying? You don't force nobody to do nothing. That's guerrilla pimping, and you don't want to do that. But it's all a choice, man. It's all an option. You have to present options to your woman. She has to know in the back of her mind that my man is so tight. My man is so clean. My man is so dope that even when we together, I know other women looking at him.
Yeah. But that's what they want, though.
They do want that.
Now, they just question, don't want. Why is that?
Let me chime in with him before you get it, because I might hit it on the head.
Yeah.
The reason why they want that is the same reason why you want that. You don't ever stop looking at other women, do you?
Of course not.
Well, then why can't they look at other men? I'm going around to say this. The same way, okay, watch this. Your woman fine, right? Mm-hmm. She only fine to you, and she ain't attractive to nobody else. You're not gonna want her that long.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, your woman need to be so bad that everybody want her, but they can't get her. Because
she wants you.
Yeah, of course. I know. That's the same way with women. They want other women to want you. When y'all in the club, the bar, the Brent, whatever, when y'all somewhere, your woman wanna be like, they done held your hand walking in, right? And y'all dressed up, y'all cute and shit like that, or whatever, y'all. But you got such a swagger aura about yourself that when she leaves the bathroom, every woman in the room looking at you, you wanna know why? Because at the end of the day, no matter whether you look back at them or not, your mind is focused on her.
Exactly.
So even though the option, like he said,
is there.
There.
Yeah.
And plus, you have to understand something. Women are competitive.
Yes.
Very competitive. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the dudes aren't competitive, but we compete on a different level.
Different level. Yeah.
When it comes to business, when it comes to opportunities, you know what I'm saying? That's how we flex our hypergamy. That's how we flex ours. You know what I'm saying? Like, two guys have a business. Okay, this dude sells knives or something. This dude also sells knives, but he has a different brand. You see what I'm saying? That's where the competition comes in. Women compete with each other physically.
This is the biggest way that they compete now. I don't know if you ever thought about it. So I'm pretty sure y'all have. When you talk to a woman, especially with COVID now, women are pissed because they can't travel. You want to know why? Because that's how they
get
their muscle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here. Oh, I've only been here. They cheesing because they like, I got you.
Right.
And they like, oh, mm-hmm. I ain't stopping. I just had to stop because of COVID. Yeah. Women play see, that
but,
way.
But with that, though, that they're only flexing with other women when it comes to that. Men could care less.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Men could care less.
Like, mm-hmm. We don't care about that.
No, no. I wanted to bring up this. I was watching a IG Live. Six of God, and she's on one of the documentaries, the Hidden Colors documentary, mm-hmm. the very last one. So she was talking about, I know you're saying hypergamy. She used a different word, but I think she was saying, I can't think of the name of it, but I'll just phrase it. So she's talking about basically like our personas, right? A woman's persona is this. Mm-hmm. A man's persona is this. Like you said, the way a man flexes, business. What's your there you go, your portfolio. Portfolio,
right.
What's your accomplishments?
Yeah, a man and woman's portfolio is different. And if men are blue-pilling, because that's what brought this about in my head when you talked about it before. If men are blue-pilling, your portfolio is weak. You have nothing to bring to the table. Therefore, a woman should not be interested in you because you're not going to do anything but screw her up. Because her true worth should be to, and I'm not saying women don't have their own thing that you should help them with or they don't have to have going on, but a woman's real worth is in, I have my babies. I have my husband I back up. Yes, I have my own thing going on, but I'm here to be his help me.
Right. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And you're here to help.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And a man
not run the show.
Yeah. Exactly. And a man's whole persona, which that's a whole different topic. I guess we'll make a whole nother podcast episode about that one. But a man's persona is to be, as you put, a fisherman, a provider. You're supposed to shape the vision of whoever you're with, whether it's friendship-wise, relationship-wise, or marriage-wise. You're supposed to shape this vision. Now, I have heard, that God gives women the vision, but the vision is told to the man. Why? Because the man is supposed to be the head of the household who goes out and pursues this vision. Not saying a woman can't be there to be alone for the journey, but if that man don't do what he's supposed to do, that woman don't get blessed in that marriage or that relationship.
And it's in my personal opinion, and like, you know, the listeners, you may feel different, but in my personal opinion, you ever notice like when a woman who's like a CEO or mm-hmm. something like that, or she runs a company, or she has a very, very high position or something like that, she comes off as masculine.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She comes off as masculine. And that's not attractive. And I don't care how good she look. I don't care how good she look. Don't get me wrong. That will get you sex. It'll get you some sex. But a man's not going to, unless he's doing better than you.
Right.
He's not going to want to lock you down into a long lasting marriage. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't go for your goals, ladies. Please, by all means, if you have a vision, if God is giving you something in your brain that you know you're supposed to be doing, or you have a talent or something like that, please pursue. But also keep in mind, the higher you go up, the harder it's going to be for you to get a husband.
Right. Yes. To get that man that you want, because that I know, of course, a lot of men as workers, me personally, I want to be on that top echelon.
Where, me too.
You know, where be that president, be that CEO, or be in that upper level management, making six figures, doing everything I want to do and going anywhere I want to go. And, you know, especially with the women, and there's a lot of driven women out there that do want that high status. And don't care about them being mean or being hurtful, they whatever got to do to get there.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. Like he said, nobody's saying don't go after your dreams. We're just saying the higher you go up, it's like a mountain. The higher you go up, the thinner that peak is.
Yeah, because you have to understand something about, there's a rule called the 80-20 rule. Mm-hmm. And that rule has been manipulated throughout the years. People think it's looks compared to inner beauty and all that bullshit. It has nothing to do with that.
Right.
The 80-20 rule is that 80% of the women want the top 20% of men.
Right.
Those are your CEOs. Those are your six-figure millionaires. Those are the guys who are really doing it, like really, really getting it. 80% of the women want those 20% of men. And it's only 20%.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 20%. And it's 80% of you all ladies who want that. So what does that mean? It means what? 60% of you.
Yep.
are going to have to do what? Date the other 80% of men.
Right. Yep. Whether you like it or not.
But the problem is those 80% or that 60% of women who have to date those 80% of men aren't doing it.
Yep.
No. They aren't doing it. Because it goes back to what I was talking about with our grandparents. An average man was guaranteed to get what? An average woman.
Woman.
Yep. Yeah.
So a high caliber man was guaranteed to get what? A high caliber woman. A low man was guaranteed to get what? A low woman. But the problem now, since we have technology has advanced so much to where we got social media, you can meet somebody that live in Japan.
Yeah.
And y'all can hit it off.
9-day fiance.
But you see what I'm saying? But since we have all of this technology and everything, women have been fed this lie that they can have whoever they want.
No, you can't.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And you can't. You cannot. See, and that's the thing. Men, we grow up realizing, and some ladies too, I'm not saying that you don't, but the majority of men, we realize that life teaches you, you cannot have things the way you want it every single time in every single instance in every single situation. You probably can't get that girl that you've been pining over for, I don't know, 2 years or 3 years or your whole life. You probably can't get her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a reason why you can't get her.
Right.
Yes.
As soon as you realize what that reason is, you can accept it. But for some reason, women have been fed this lie and they believe it, that they can get any man that they want to. And that's because, you know, social media and things that they watch on TV. And plus, dudes holler at them on a regular basis.
No, and I'm about to say social media is the biggest instant. Like, yeah, TV plays a part, but social media didn't set up there and blew it out of proportion.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I think music, a lot of music have blown a lot of stuff out of proportion too.
The only reason why
I say music isn't as big as social media is because music's been around forever. So you've always seen girls that, you know, you quote unquote wanted. I'm talking about your daddy, your pops saw women he wanted when he was a child on TV or whatever. Yeah. Your granddaddy too. But the reason why I say social media is because you don't have to be famous to go get 100 likes as long as you got on some tight clothes.
That's true, but that goes into the blue pill guys, because
But it's more blue pill guys than red. I say you don't have to be, which color.
And that goes back to the 80-20 rule, because only 20% of the guys are red pilled.
Yep.
80% of the men are blue pilled. Yep. And I'm sorry, ladies. Most of y'all, if not in most of your relationships, if you ran it, guess what type of pill of a man that you had?
Blue.
There we go. There we go. Blue. There we go. You see what I'm saying? And you have to understand. See, this is what a woman wants. She wants a man who she can believe in, who she doesn't feel as though she needs to be his mama.
Yep. That's big right there.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's all she really wants. But the problem is that in order for her to find out if he is that man, she has to test him. And her brain, since she's more emotional because she produced estrogen, her brain can't say, okay, that's enough. Her emotional side says, no, we need to try harder. We need to do this. We need to keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing. And if you got a red pill dude, he only going to be pushed so far till he says, okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
And what I tried to put a couple of my homeboys on, I won't put their names out there. What I try to put a couple of my homeboys, because I've been on my own journey as far as like keeping myself intact, because I was one that would flip off a lot, right? Like I told somebody, I was like, hey, bro, I was like, men are logical. Women are not. Women feed off of emotion. Most women feed off emotion. Most men are logical. Some are not. But for the most part, if you're logical, logic says, if she going off, I can try to find out the reason. I can try to do this, I can try to do that. But what I don't need to do is get into an argument with her.
Oh, no,
of the wisest things I heard from one of my bosses back at Grambling when we were there, when I was working telecommunications. She said, hey, you get in a fight with a woman, you're going to lose that every time.
Yeah, you're going to lose. Because
and it never dawned on me until later on in life.
you have to remember is that you must always stay logical. If she has 100 levels to her emotions, you better have 1,000,000 levels to your logic.
Yep.
Right.
You better have, because you have to understand a woman's emotions, it has a peak. It has a peak. And once it hits that peak, it has nowhere to go but down.
But down.
But your logic can keep going.
Logic is infinity.
You see what I'm saying? Your logic can keep going. And long as you hitting her with that logic, she has no choice but to come down and say, okay.
And I think that's step one to understanding how to be a better pimp.
Yeah, but you know, and Matt, some women can't be stubborn to your logic, and you can explain and break it down to them all you want to, and they'll just look like that ain't it, but
that's what I want you, because this is what I'm supposed to benefit. This is what I want to tell him. You got to look at it like this. It's not that they don't understand what you're saying. You haven't broken it down the way they can understand it.
That's why I use analogies.
Yes.
That's why I use analogies, because analogies make even the most simple things even more simple. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, you know, the shark theory that I have. I think I told you about it, Gary.
Yeah,
shark theory that I have. For those who don't know what my shark theory is that, okay, you have a male shark and you have a female shark. And both are deadly. Both will kill you, mm-hmm. you know? Both eat, mm-hmm. breathe, swim, all of that. But the female shark isn't deadly to other things except the things that they eat. Mm. Mm. To that male shark, you're just a female shark. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what happens is the male shark says, okay, female shark, you swim behind me, you eat what I hunt, and I'm gonna teach you how to swim, how to survive out here, and all this other stuff. And eventually the female shark says, well, I am tired of listening to you. Mm. I am tired of listening to you. I'm gonna go over here with the minnows and the tuna fish and the seals and all this other stuff. And when they go over there, the seals and the minnows and the tuna fish are like, oh my God, it's a shark. And the shark says, yeah, that's right. You know I'm a shark. You know I could eat you, right? You know I could kill you, right? But I'm not. I'm going to date you.
Yeah.
And then the minnows, and she's over there with the minnows, and they pumping her head up like, go shark. It's your birthday. Go shark. And eventually the female shark gets bored.
Yep.
She's like, I don't like this. You're just bending to whatever I say. You do whatever I want you to do. And I just don't like it. And then she leaves. And where does she go back to?
The shark.
The male shark. And she says, okay, male shark, teach me how to be a shark. And the male shark just don't let her come back. He lets her come back, but he just doesn't make it easy. He says, how dare you go off into where I don't know where you at? That dun-up music, that ain't for you, bitch. That's for me.
Talk to
that's
him.
That's for me. I got to worry about other male sharks trying to kill me, hunters trying to, you know, spear me for their boats and harpoon me and all that. I got to look out for whales trying to eat me whole. I don't need you to bring in more problems in my life. So what you need to do is just learn how to be a shark. And I've been trying to teach you. I've been trying to show you how to hunt. I've been trying to show you how to do this. All right, you learned your lesson? All right, come on now.
I just want to make sure I bring it up, because I didn't bring it up when we talk about options. It brings me back to one of my favorite movies, Love Jones, when Lorenzo says, it's all about the possibilities. That's all we're trying to provide, possibilities. The possibilities are endless if you just open your mind. Matrix, what's up?
That's the thing, man. It's all about options, man. You have to give your woman options, man. And I don't want this to be, you know, confused or anything. I'm not, when I talk about pimping, when I'm talking about game, when I'm talking about ism, I'm not talking about abuse.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not talking about abuse. I'm talking about knowledge. I'm talking about things that you can do to be more mentally attractive to your woman. You have to stay in that brain. You have to mentally imprint yourself in her mind. Mm. You see what I'm saying? then you work on, once you mentally have imprinted yourself in her mind, then you can work on the sexual and the emotional and all that other stuff. But it starts with the brain first. If you don't have that brain on lock, it's over for you.
It wanders. It'll never be yours.
Anything is possible.
It wanders. Anything. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. You know, I didn't make the rules. You know what I'm saying? I just learned the game. I learned pimping. I learned what it was. And don't get me wrong, having a red, I can tell you when I had my red pill moment, it was 4 years ago. Me and this current young lady that, you know, I talked to, you know, we broke up. And, you know, it wasn't like we haven't broke up before. We've done it before, but it was something different about this one. It just made me realize, like, okay, why is this happening? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What is going on with me, with her, the situation? Why does this keep happening? Because we enjoy being together. We love each other. But why is it that every so often she gives me the whole routine talk? And then I realize, okay, Mario, it's something that you're not doing. Remember, fellas, you can never blame them.
No, you cannot. It's
always your fault.
It's always your fault. You can never blame the woman. Never blame them. It's never their fault. Why? Because they are wired to be like that.
You don't know no better.
It's on you. You have to be the logical one. You have to realize what you're doing and better yourself to better the relationship. And I know a lot of people are going to like what I'm about to say next is going to be very controversial, but I'm going to say it. A happy man is a happy relationship. A happy woman is a miserable man.
Alliterate on that one.
Yeah.
When the man is happy in the relationship, both parties are happy. Mm. Meaning he's happy, she's happy. Why? Because he's able to govern the happiness that is going on in the relationship. He makes the decisions that are going to benefit both parties in the relationship for the better. Not saying he don't make mistakes, because nobody is perfect, but the overall gist of the relationship is happy because he's able to guide it and mold it and lead. See what I'm saying? When she's leading, she's highly emotional. And maybe if she's going off of emotions, and emotions change by the minute. Yes. So if she's happy, best believe there's a man somewhere who has compromised himself so much to where he's depressed. He feel like he can't leave her because he got kids, been married up to 10 million years and all this other stuff. He's depressed, but she's happy. You see what I'm saying?
Happy as a clam.
You see what I'm saying? She's ecstatic. She love it, but he's miserable. Don't get out the car for like 15, 20 minutes before you go in the house. Does that sound familiar? You
gotta absorb it all in and get ready.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
When you get in the house, you chill in the bathroom for 30 minutes.
You ain't on the toilet. You just in there, get away.
Just to get away.
You just in there to get away.
Man cave.
Man.
So, just saying.
So we got a lot of, we might have a part two to this. I figured it was going to go like this, but we might have a part two to this one. I'm with this.
So, hey, man, look, I got more ism. I got more game. I got more pimping in me, man.
Most definitely.
And let me tell you, man, I only scratched the surface of it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why I said we had to get another one. We had to get another one for sure. I'm calling it right now. Part two coming. Part two coming.
In part two, fellas, I can tell you tips and tricks of how to stay mentally attracted to your woman, man. And let me just say to all the simps out there before, you know, we conclude the podcast and everything, to all the simps out there, man, understand something. Most of us, most males, and I'm being 100% honest with this. Most males, you're born to be a simp.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas, yeah, I took that blue pill before.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I took that blue pill before.
You have to realize that because even me saying all of this stuff, talking all this ism, talking all this game, this pimping, I've been that blue pill guy before.
I think we all have, yeah. I think
I've been that guy. So you have to understand and realize, and I hope that it doesn't take like a breakup or a traumatic experience for you to wake up, but that's normally how it happens. But if you can learn anything from what we've been talking about in this podcast, is that she is a regular human being just like you. She wakes up in the morning. She hopefully has a good hygiene regimen. She goes to her job or she goes to her school, her class or whatever. She comes home, she eats, she goes to sleep. She takes a dump, she pees.
Yeah.
She gets her hair done. She clips her nails.
Yep.
Just like you. You get your hair cut or you get your hair braided or locked up or whatever you do. You buy clothes, you eat, you pee, you take a dump. Yeah. You enjoy watching TV.
Yeah.
Just like her. The only differences are the sexual organs.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. And you have to understand, you have to stop putting women on a pedestal.
You said that
she's one. Just a regular person like you. She's a regular person. Yeah. I don't care how beautiful she is. I'm not saying don't admire her beauty. I'm not saying not to appreciate it. But understand something. Them looks will fade.
They do.
If she ain't getting some type of surgery or something like that, or Botox injections in her face or something like that, them looks will fade. And all you're going to be left with is that brain and that personality.
Yeah, that's I agree.
That's all you're going to be left with. And I would hate for it to be a situation to where you find yourself stuck in a situation to where you got with her because she was fine or she looked good or she was beautiful and y'all get married and then you were so infatuated with her physical and how good the sex is and all this other stuff and she done made you bust harder than anybody's ever made you bust and all this other stuff. And then when all of that is stripped away, you don't have any type of substance.
Yeah.
Y'all can't talk about nothing. Y'all can't, you know, crack jokes and laugh at stupid stuff and go on vacations and not be sick of each other within 3 days or 4 days or something like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want my simps out there to understand, man, it's okay if you realize that you've been a simp. 99.9% of y'all out there have been a simp at least once in your life.
Well, for that one girl.
At least once.
At least once.
But there's hope for you. There is hope. There is hope.
Ooh, it's
into
hope.
Into my ladies out there, man. I hope that you didn't become offended by anything that I said. You know, my goal is not to offend. My goal is to help. You see what I'm saying?
Enlighten you people. That's all it is.
I'm just trying to enlighten you. If this is the first time you've heard of hypergamy that women practice, well, you've just been educated. And you can be able to look at your own situation and own instances in your life that you can say, yeah, I did do that. Yeah. But after you've identified that you've done those things, what are you going to do to get better?
And that's the key. That is the key right there. That is
but yeah, man.
Biggest key right there.
Y'all definitely got to have me on for a part two, man. Oh, yeah, like no, I told you, man, we got to dive deep into that water, man.
Yeah, we ain't done that. We stuck our toe in there. Yeah. I got one more question for both of y'all before we get out of here.
What's up?
When can, should, and why should a man strive to be a pimp?
Oh, ooh. Man, look, because you can never run out of options. You always have to be on you always have to be on your toes. You can't never let up. And to the why, man, it is, they don't even have to be explained. You just can't settle. You just can't settle because you never know what she's doing on her end. So that's my why.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this, and I'm gonna speak real suave. I'm gonna speak real fly. I'm a deep. Dive deep into my inner pimp. Man, you must always, the earlier that you can start pimping, the better. Because once you become red-pilled and you understand what is going on, you're not gonna fall for the tricks in the game. Because one thing, fellas, I want you to understand, the older a pimp gets, the better he gets. Mm-hmm. The older she gets, the worse she gets. Mm-hmm. Because there's a thing called the wall, and it's coming. And it's called 30. It's called 30.
Oh.
And it's also called kids.
Ooh.
That's a harsh truth.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because there's a thing called the SMV, stands for the sexual market value. Your SMV, fellas, goes up. Why? Because older men make more money. Mm-hmm. They have more wisdom. Mm-hmm. Her sexual market value only peaks between ages of 16 to 24.
Yeah.
After that, it's downhill. Mm-hmm. Why? Because most women are highly sexually active during those age brackets. So after that, men don't look at them the same. Mm. Why? Because you've gotten more experience. You've understood things. You've dealt with other women.
Yeah, with other women. Yeah. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And that girl that you wanted when you was 18, when she comes back around at 28, sure, you might still kind of want her, but you might not want to marry her.
Yeah. And that's a difference right there.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
So understand your worth, fellas. Mm-hmm. Find your inner pimp.
Yeah. I was going to
flex that bone.
I was going to say, I guess just to answer my own question. Of course, we know about, you know, we've all had that traumatic experience. Mine happened a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that changed me forever, right?
Yeah.
In a good way. To the point where now, in any and every situation in my life, and I'm not just talking about women, I'm talking about in every situation, job, this podcast, whatever it is, my best foot is forward. And that's my pimp foot. Because in each and every situation, I know what I want when I go in, and I'm going to come out with it.
And that's all it is, man. Pimping makes you better.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? And once again, for those who didn't catch the beginning, I'm not talking about putting a woman on the street.
No.
Right. Making her sell her body for monetary gain. See, if you want to be technical, I consider myself a square pimp. Because I have the psychology of a pimp, but I just don't have that cold-hearted bone that says, go out in the street and sell your body.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't live with that. That's not something that I could go to sleep peacefully knowing that she did. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But far as the psychology, just ask yourself, aside, and here's and one more thing. I know we're trying to end, but this is one thing that women don't want to accept, but they know that this is the truth. They know that this is the truth. Aside from women who are legal prostitutes, meaning women who go out every day on the stroll and sell their body and all this other stuff. Yes, there are women who have been mentally abused. That's why they prostitute. There are women who have been molested as a child. That's why they prostitute. But here's the thing that women don't want to accept. There are hoes who just like being hoes.
Hey, you spoke knowledge out there now.
Yes, sir.
Don't you put that out there in the world. They don't want to hit it. You stop it.
There are hoes who just like being hoes, and they need a pimp to manage their money because they know if they left to their own vices, they'll mess it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with that.
I am too.
I think that's a good spot.
But man, I just want to appreciate y'all one more time, man, and I just want to give a shout out. Like I said, if y'all want to hear more of this ism that I'm be giving out on a regular basis, man, make sure you tune into the PWK podcast. You know what I'm saying? Bottom Line and PWK, that collab is coming.
That's
don't
coming.
Worry about it. Yep. It's coming. Shout out to Mike Jack. Shout out to my brother Devin as well, who's my co-host and everything. I'm the third member. If you want to follow your boy on Instagram, I'm Mr. MR _ bedtime story. BEDTIMESTORY. Same thing on Twitter.
Oh, mixtapes.
You feel me? I do some of everything, man. I'm just not a guy who just runs his mouth. I do a little bit of everything.
Hey.
And also, like I told you, I'm the advocate for the greatness who is known as Black Raiden, dropping people off in the park of these 2K streets every single Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Man, on YouTube, that's Black, BLACK, Raiden, RAIDEN.
We appreciate you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
You know it.
Once again, for y'all listeners, we on social media, Instagram and Twitter.
At BL Sports Talk 51.
Beautiful website, www.bottomlinesportstalk.com. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other DSPs. The Bottom Line Sports Talk, because we do it for the culture.
By the culture, because we are the culture.
And that's peace till next time, baby.
Yeah, I mean.
You feel me?